With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will give a speech from the Oval Office tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern about Israel and Ukraine.
The president will discuss his visit to Israel and America's unwavering support for the Jewish people in the aftermath of the brutal Hamas assault. He will also reiterate his backing of Ukraine against the Russian invasion. And the president is also preparing to ask lawmakers for an expensive aid package, something he's sure to mention in his primetime address.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound locations across the Gaza Strip and reportedly have killed a top Palestinian militant in Rafah. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians slain during Hamas' deadly attack on October 7th. Roughly 200 others have been abducted. More than 1 million Palestinians, roughly half of Gaza's population, have fled their homes in Gaza City and other places in the northern part of that territory since Israel told them to evacuate. Also at SRNNews.com, various media reports now say the next House Speaker vote that was set for this afternoon has been postponed. GOP nominee Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio has already failed in the first two ballots. Applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 8 months last week as businesses continue to retain workers despite elevated interest rates that are meant to cool the economy and labor market. The Labor Department reports that jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 198,000 for the week ending October 14th. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower. The Dow is down 22 points and the NASDAQ losing 4 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists have their work cut out for them in Ohio.
Next month, voters will consider an amendment to the state constitution that would grant largely unfettered access to abortion at any point during a pregnancy. Two recent polls indicate that nearly 60% of Ohio residents will vote in favor of the measure versus only 33% who will vote no. Pro-abortion forces are spending big money to influence the decision with less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italian lawmakers have voted unanimously to back a long-delayed project to build a Holocaust museum in Rome, underlining the urgency of the undertaking following the killing of Israeli civilians by Hamas terrorists this month. The project to establish a national Holocaust Museum in Italy was first envisioned nearly 20 years ago. This is SRN News. Federal authorities say thousands of IT workers contracting with American companies secretly sent millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea to fund its ballistic missile program.
The Justice Department says the workers dispatched by North Korea to work remotely with companies in St. Louis and elsewhere in the U.S. used false identities to get the jobs. FBI officials say the money they earned was funneled to the North Korean weapons program. Authorities have announced the seizure of $1.5 million and 17 domain names as part of the investigation, which is ongoing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Union Pacific's third quarter profit fell 19% as the railroad hauled about 3% fewer shipments and costs remain high. But the average speed of its trains improved 5% as new CEO Jim Vena began to tweak the railroad operations. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.